This is Adam Chartoff of FilmWax Radio, and you're listening to one of several dispatches from the True False Film Festival in Columbia, Missouri. Judith Helfand is one of the founders of Chicken and Egg Pictures, a non-profit production company dedicated to supporting women filmmakers who are as passionate about the craft of storytelling as they are about the social justice, environmental, and human rights issues they're embracing. Some of Chicken and Egg's recent films include After Tiller, Citizen Coke, Gideon's Army, The Square, and Valentine Road. Judith is perhaps best known for her ability to take the dark and cynical worlds of chemical exposure, heedless corporate behavior, and environmental justice and render them personal, resonant, and even entertaining. Her award-winning films, three of which have had world premieres at Sundance, were all nationally broadcast on PBS, HBO, and the Sundance Channel. They include The Uprising of 34, co-directed with veteran George Stoney, Blue Vinyl, and Everything's Cool, directed with Daniel B. Gold, and the Peabody Award-winning A Healthy Baby Girl. An educated and committed field builder, Judith also co-founded Working Films. She's currently in post-production on Cooked, a feature documentary about extreme heat, the politics of disaster, and survival by zip code. I welcome Judith Helfand to FilmWax Radio. As we sit in a crowded restaurant at True False 2013.
Have you interviewed any of the filmmakers who were swamped?
No.
Okay.
I was relying on you, and you have so far failed me.
I have failed in a very, very disappointing manner.
Judith Helfand, the lovely and
I think that
talented.
I could figure, there's still time.
There is.
There's actually going to be a party tonight where all the filmmakers will be there. You don't want
to
do that.
I went to one of that.
What's that?
I went to a party with filmmakers.
You don't want to do it at a party.
I went to a filmmaker party before.
You went to a filmmaker party today?
I did.
Right. But I didn't show you who they were.
Right.
So that wouldn't have worked.
It's top secret. Okay. Anyway, we're talking with Judith Helfand, the filmmaker, let me just do a little intro here. And chime in if you feel so compelled. Judith Helfand is a filmmaker making documentaries for many years. She is a principal at the Chicken and Egg organization. What's your exact title at Chicken and Egg? Is there a title? It seems like an organization that wouldn't assign titles. Yeah.
My title at Chicken and Egg is I'm co-founder.
You are co-founder.
And I'm director of creative and strategic development.
Lovely. And how many years has Chicken and Egg been around?
We started in 2005.
Okay. 8 years.
So we're about 7 years old.
7 years old. When did you first come to True False?
Let's see. This is either my third or fourth time. The very first time I was supposed to come here with a work in progress for Everything's Cool many years ago.
Yeah.
But I got a herniated disc and wound up in a hospital in Chicago and didn't make it here.
Everything
it was
really not
a new festival. It was like
it
I
was.
Got this like call out of the blue. It was like these guys, David and Paul. They
Who
liked
are
Blue
you?
Vinyl. They were interested in our next movie. They wanted us to come and do a little work in progress. I was like, wow, Columbia, Missouri, huh? And since I didn't get here because I was in a hospital in Chicago, I didn't realize how extraordinary, how magical this place was. Until I came a couple of years ago. And part of the reason, one of the first times I was here was because Chicken and Egg was supporting the SWAMI program. And we were providing resources to make sure that really good women from the industry, there'd be money to support them to get them here. So, we were sort of supporting the women filmmakers that were in the SWAMI program. And then I graduated to sort of being a SWAMI. So I've been a SWAMI myself for the last 2 years.
3 years.
Well, I've been a SWAMI for 2 years.
Okay.
And then prior to that, I came and I gave a presentation called A Gig in a Box, which was a couple of years ago. I guess I'd done that twice. I didn't do it this year. But and that whole focus was sort of like helping first-time filmmakers to imagine how do you travel your film? How do you become an expert at this moment of being an emergent filmmaker. Mm-hmm. How do you monetize that and actually, you know, and celebrate that and bring that to film schools and bring that to universities and college campuses?
Yeah.
You could do that. You know, making a first film is this sort of crash course
right.
in creativity and problem solving. And you learn so much that on one, like, you've learned how to be emergent. You've learned through all these extraordinary mistakes.
And, right.
I think to be able to impart that and share that and be an expert at learning is, and then learning how to talk about that, how to explain, how did I learn what I didn't know? And then how did I learn about what I know?
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So that's kind
of... they're able to leverage from your experience, which includes your mistakes, and that you can talk about, and then they can still make mistakes,
right. But
maybe fewer or smaller.
It's a 30-minute coffee, and you're going to have 4 30-minute coffees, you know, one after another,
with these
really incredibly talented people. And, you know, like, give them your best self, you know, and they will give their best selves to somebody else. And so that's kind of like you're modeling, like, how to be generous.
Yeah.
And I think for the documentary community, I mean, I like to think that the best parts of ourselves are the generous parts. You know, we're not cutthroat. Deep down, I think that we believe that, you know, it takes more than one really good story to move the dial. And we need a lot of really good stories, and we need a lot of good storytellers. And most of us, somebody took some time out of their life, you know, to help us think out loud, to problem solve, to open up that black book, to write that email, to make that connection, to make that introduction. There's something extraordinary about being able to actually know enough people that you could say, you know, here's a really good person for you to talk to, and I'll make the introduction. Oh, you know what? I could do it right now. And then open up your laptop and, you know, while you're sitting there during that 30-minute session, you know, write the email and tell a program at a festival. With all sincerity and truth, I just saw an extraordinary film that changed my DNA this morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Last Station, and it's from Chile. And I will forever think about elders and old people and old age homes in a radically different way. And that filmmaker did not waste a frame. Every frame was, you know, was
germane.
A painting and an artistic choice.
Yeah.
And she taught me something about time and space and listening and really getting to know characters, and that you could tell one of the most compelling dramatic stories with tiny, very, 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 very little dialogue, just because they trust you and because you took the time to sit and listen and watch and listen loud with your camera, which is what she did. And it felt so good, you know, to be able to write to a couple of programmers and say, you know, if she applied, seriously take a look. And if she didn't, you should look at it anyway, because I know that you didn't completely, you know, close...
Right.
You know, you didn't close the curtain on your decisions yet, right?
Yeah, right.
So I feel like the other thing that was so great about it this time, and it being like my third time, I think I felt it in a more... It's just that, you know, nothing's recorded, nothing's taped. It's not on stage. You're not performing. You could just... you're just somebody who's really... But really, when they're really, really a first-timer, you know, they have just all of these questions, you know, about how do I move this out and how do I choose these festivals, and I'm getting all these offers and which ones do I go to and how do I make it strategic and how do I work with a distributor and how do I work with a sales agent and do I really need one? And
you're arming them in a way, too.
Should I talk about my next movie? Should I not talk about my next movie? Well, how do I make a living now that I finished all this? What do I do? And... It's kind of amazing to watch somebody's movie. Paul and David have such good taste. They were extraordinary films in this Swami program. They were just...
Wow.
Each one was better than the next.
Yeah.
So it was thrilling to sort of sit and brainstorm with them and to know that all around the room. You know, there's someone who's really an expert at theatrical distribution, and they really can give you a reality check and a lot of love and be incredibly generous all at the same time. I mean, you know, those were my friends all sitting around the room being generous all at the same time. There's a lot of very good synergy that took place.
If a filmmaker were to listen to that, they'd be like, sign me up, you know, how do I join this program? How do I take advantage of it? Well, if you have a first documentary there, that's one way you can potentially be part of it. It sounds like Paul and David cherry pick these filmmakers.
They're generally looking for first-time emergent filmmakers. This is often either the second film festival for them.
Right, but they've
put
it to high.
It's the first. On some level, it's their first because perhaps they're a secret screening.
Right.
And they're about to go and have a premiere at another festival. So I think it's a very, very important moment. I mean, the interesting thing about often that I think for first-time filmmakers, a lot of them, it's a passion project. Like, they made that movie because they had to. They wanted to, and they had to.
Yes.
And they didn't necessarily use a traditional business model. They might be completely out of money. It might have taken them many, many, many years to make this film. They probably could never afford to make another movie quite the way that they did that one. You're a newbie because all of a sudden, it's like, now you have to kind of make all of these decisions, and there's a lot of them, you know? I mean, everything from social media to your website to, you know, engagement to distribution to when do I start making my next film, and actually, do I even know how to make a next film?
Yeah.
Because this one, if I make the next one like I made this one,
I'll die.
It could take me another 7 years.
Yeah.
Like, it'll kill me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, like, you're thrust into this world, but there's a lot of things that you actually haven't quite figured out.
Yeah.
I mean, some of these folks, they never really had to make a trailer. They didn't necessarily pitch this movie. They didn't necessarily, you know, they didn't necessarily have a producer.
Right.
Maybe they had a producer. There's a good chance they did everything on their own. There's a good chance, I mean, that they don't want to make the next movie like this one, but this movie's extraordinary.
Yeah.
It's a great moment to be able to think strategically about what is my next film, how does my next film build on this one, am I building a body of work, or am I building a series of one-offs? And I think that if you really want to make a living, you have to immediately start thinking about how can I teach what I've just learned? Like, what's the most viable and useful thing about what I've just done? How can I get on that speaking circuit if I can? How do I turn this into a series of lessons that I can impart to a whole group of, you know, film students or young emergent filmmakers? Even down to probably in their Final Cut Pro system, if they just finished, they have 5 openings of the movie, right? They have the finished one, but they have 5 iterations of an opening. If you just line up those 5 iterations of your opening, and, you know, or 3 of them, you have a class that you could teach at a film festival, at a film school.
Right, yeah.
And you're a really important candidate to come back there and teach because you're the closest thing to those students. You know, I'm 48. I haven't been in school in a really, really, really long time, right? I'm on film number 6, which to some people might seem like a lot, and to other people and other friends and colleagues that are here, it certainly isn't. But that first film, that first-time filmmaker can go back and they could say, well, I was actually here 2 years ago, and this is what I did when I got out, or I was there 5 years ago, and this is what I did. But, you know, then you could show somebody, well, let's talk about my editing choices. Well, you have a class. All you have to do is line up all your openings.
Sure.
And you have this extraordinary class. And, you know, now you'll just get paid, you know, $1,500 or $2,500 to come and show your movie and speak in 3 classes and, you know, and advise some students about what they should do when they first come out of school and what it means to get that internship or, you know, impart these really important first-time lessons. So that's some of what I always encourage the emergents to think about.
Judith Helfand, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much. And I'll be seeing you later.
Okay, I'll see you later.
This is Adam Shartoff, host of FilmWax Radio, the independent film talk show, Wednesday nights, 6:30 to 7:30 on BeBoxRadio.com.